This is Colorado Matters from KCFR News. I'm Ryan Warner. Colorado's embarking on an ambitious effort to expand health care coverage to the state's uninsured. A commission created by the legislature will spend 18 months looking for solutions. Members may well look to other states for ideas. As our series on the uninsured in Colorado continues, we're going to look at what some of those other states are doing to get more people insured. Alan Weil is executive director of the National Academy for State Health Policy in Washington, D.C. During the 1990s, Weil was health policy advisor to Colorado Governor Roy Romer. He joined us by phone from Washington. Well, welcome to Colorado Matters.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Where should a state start if it wants to make sure more of its citizens have health insurance?
Well, the state really needs to see where it is and figure out where it wants to go. A state like Colorado has one of the most limited Medicaid programs in the country, and Medicaid is the primary mechanism we use in this country to insure people who can't afford coverage on their own. So for Colorado, looking at Medicaid is a natural starting place.
That is, whether to expand it, how to change it to include more people or not.
All of the above. The program provides a comprehensive set of health benefits to people who can't afford to purchase coverage on their own, and the eligibility levels, the federal government sets the minimum, but the state chooses where it's going to actually set the eligibility bar. And in Colorado, there's quite a bit of room to grow. If you want to bring more people onto the insured rolls, Medicaid is a pretty easy switch to flip.
This task force that is looking at the uninsured in Colorado might also look to other states. And Massachusetts is often talked about these days with its recent efforts to provide universal health care. How does that program work?
The Massachusetts approach to universal coverage is complicated and quite interesting. In essence, what they've done is they've expanded Medicaid. They've used state dollars to subsidize private insurance for people whose income exceeds the Medicaid eligibility. And then once they think they've made coverage affordable for everyone, they actually will mandate that everyone in the state purchase coverage. But that individual mandate, which has gotten a lot of attention, is the last thing that happens. The first thing they've done is provided coverage options through both public and private coverage choices.
The idea, I guess, in Massachusetts is not unlike auto insurance. You've got to have auto insurance to drive a car, and in Massachusetts, you've got to have health insurance now to exist there.
Well, I think the analogy to auto insurance is helpful with one big difference. Massachusetts is talking about substantial subsidies because we know that health insurance is unaffordable to a lot of working families. Whereas with auto insurance, we say, you know, you can do without, just don't drive a car, take the bus. That may not be a great option, but at least if someone goes without, we feel that that's their choice. In Massachusetts, there's an acknowledgement that everyone at one point or another in their life is going to need health care services. We all need to contribute to paying for it. But given that a family health insurance policy now costs more than $10,000 a year, a family making $30,000 is not going to be able to afford that on their own. So it's the pairing of subsidies with the mandate that makes it a viable approach.
Employers also play a pretty important role in the Massachusetts plan, don't they?
Well, employers are the cornerstone of coverage in every state, including in Massachusetts. They will be asked to pay a small fee to the state if they're not providing benefits to their employees. But mostly, even under an individual mandate structure, the expectation would be that most employees would still get coverage through their job just as they do today.
Any data coming out of Massachusetts that indicates whether or not the approach is working?
No, they have a very aggressive implementation timeline, but even with that timeline, it's too early to see the effect. I can tell you that there are researchers all around the country with their eyes on Massachusetts, and as soon as we have a better picture of how that's unfolding, that will be widely disseminated.
Let's move on to two other New England states that Colorado might look to, Maine and Vermont. They've developed their own plans to provide more coverage. How do they work?
Well, let me start with Maine. Maine has a quite different approach. Their program is called Dirigo, which is the Latin motto for the state. It means I lead. And the path they've chosen is a subsidized private insurance program for small businesses so that if you are a small employer and you have workers whose wages are low, the state will come in if you enroll in this plan and offer you lower premiums and lower cost sharing, lower deductibles, lower copayments for those employees whose incomes are low. So the entire business goes into the plan, but the amount that you're paying for each person and the benefits they get depend on their income. It's very much designed to encourage businesses to participate, but then to offer them a product that meets the needs of their employees. One of the problems for small businesses is that you may have just three or four employees. One of them needs one thing, another of them can only afford something else. And so the firm has a hard time finding a form of coverage that works for everyone in that small firm.
Before we go into Vermont, let me ask you a bit more about that main plan, because in Colorado, we know that the vast majority of employed people work for small employers, so that could be a decent fit for a state where that's true.
Yes, targeting small employers is a natural place to start if you're trying to reduce the number of people without health insurance, because that's where so many of the uninsured are. The challenge is small businesses have a lot on their mind, and when we say small, we're really talking 3, 4, 5, 7, not 50, 100, 120 employees. They're trying to make payroll. They're trying to do their core business. They're the dry cleaner on the corner. They're a small services firm. And even with subsidies, even with the best efforts at the state level, it's very slow, very hard work to one by one find those entrepreneurs and convince them that this is a good product that meets their needs and the needs of their employees.
We'll move south from Maine to Vermont. And what does the program look like there?
Vermont's program is really very similar in approach to Massachusetts, so I probably wouldn't bother trying to explain it much, because I think the key components are similar enough to Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is further along.
To compare to what we had talked about with Massachusetts, Vermont and Maine don't require people to be insured.
No, the individual mandate is unique to the Massachusetts approach, and again, we'll have to see. The notion of requiring people to buy something that is, frankly, quite costly rubs many people the wrong way. And I think until the state has made enough progress in subsidizing and creating affordable options for people, the individual mandate will have to wait.
Hawaii is another model. How does the plan work there?
Hawaii is very interesting. They've had an employer mandate in place for just about 30 years now. Basically, employers are required by law to provide health insurance to their employees, and they have been required to do so for many years.
So we have hopscotched from state to state looking at various plans, and now I want to talk to you about a report from the RAND Corporation, which says that because of state budget constraints, states are unlikely to be able to solve the problem of the uninsured on their own. It finds that making a difference will require federal help. Do you agree that this is not something that states can do on their own purely?
Well, there are two important answers to that question. First of all, states are not on their own. When we talk about the Massachusetts plan, it's very heavily reliant on the resources from the Medicaid program, which is funded 50% by the federal government, as it would be in Colorado. But that said, I think the RAND Corporation's ultimate conclusion is right. This is not a state-by-state problem that can be fully solved one at a time. It is, however, a problem that states can and have made substantial progress on over the years. And it seems to me there's a long distance between saying states can't solve it on their own and saying states shouldn't do everything possible to make as much of a positive difference as they can. There are some important federal barriers to expanding coverage. The approach that Hawaii has taken is specific to Hawaii because Congress has now prevented any other state from telling their employers that they have to provide coverage. Whether that's the right policy or not, it's not even an option open to other states.
One last question, Alan, and that is, as someone who researches what the states are doing, do you get the sense that this is a pivotal time when it comes to the healthcare issue? I mean, from all that you've told us, my sense is there's some real momentum here.
This is a pivotal time when it comes to health coverage. The federal government has been absent on this issue now for long enough that states are getting fed up. They're realizing that even if they don't have all the tools to solve this problem, the elected officials are hearing from their constituents that this is a growing problem, and the state officials will not sit by idly just because the federal government is not moving forward on it. Second, it's a pivotal time because there is a growing interest and realization of the possibility of covering all children. States already have a solid base of coverage through Medicaid and their children's health insurance programs, and they're realizing that they're within reach of bringing everyone into the system. And we are now watching as state after state tries to figure out what they should do.
Well, thank you very much for being with us.
You're quite welcome.
Alan Weil is Executive Director of the National Academy for State Health Policy. During the 1990s, he was Health Policy Advisor to Colorado Governor Roy Romer. We reached him by phone in Washington, D.C. Next, in our series on the uninsured, we'll speak with three members of that new Blue Ribbon Commission. They're charged with recommending ways to expand coverage in the state.